The State Board of Education has delayed its vote on whether to put Carver Heights Elementary in Goldsboro into the Innovative School District. Liz Schlemmer reports.
The vote came as a surprise to Wayne County Superintendent Michael Dunsmore.
I honestly thought they would vote to give it to him, but, you know, we'll see.
He and others came to oppose the school's inclusion in the experimental district. The General Assembly created the Innovative School District, or ISD, in 2016 as a way for the state to take over low-performing schools. Eric Hall oversees the ISD. He described how the school was chosen from among those that qualified by law.
After we get down to that point and we narrow the list, we did recognize that there was one school that really stood out.
Carver Heights Elementary had the lowest percentage of students considered proficient in math and reading, with only 1 in 5 testing at grade level. Wayne County Schools argues it already has an intervention plan in place, paid for by a $1.3 million federal school improvement grant. Despite those resources, the school's test scores have trended downward. But parents and community members say they're worried about what the ISD will bring.
And when they came and presented to us, which was very short notice, and we pulled together a whole lot of people, and we asked them, what is their plan? They said, well, we don't have it yet.
That's Keith Copeland, education chair for the Goldsboro NAACP.
How are you going to come and you're going to take over the public schools, take our children, and you don't have a plan? No.
He's especially worried because the ISD has only operated one school in Robeson County, and just since August. The Wayne County School Board voted last week to oppose the takeover. Several state board members said they're very concerned about the school, but they're also concerned about the lack of community support for the ISD. Here's board member James Ford.
I'm not from that community, but I am from communities of color, and there are histories there of government policy being heaped upon folks without much consent.
The board voted 7-5 to delay its vote a month. By law, it has until December 15th to choose a school. If selected, Wayne County Schools can either accept the vote or close the elementary school. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.